Hello?
I'm entering the code.
All right, enter it down, sir.
Okay, 228, I think it is. Yes, 625228. I've done that. But it's a bit away from the G dash. But it's all right.
All right. Now you can type wait.
Okay. I'll just wait. I'm not typing one
now. Now you need to put the details, your date of birth, sir.
My date of birth?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Which way? Day and then month?
Yes.
With a dash or a slash?
No, nothing. Now you can come over here, you can click on the month. Yeah, this will be given to you.
Slash 07. Oh, hang on, it's the month. July. And then a year. It is 19.1943. I'm 79.
Okay.
Gender, it says. Well, you're doing it, male. Rather not say. Why would you say rather not say?
So?
Male, yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Why we ask? Why we ask for this information? Yes, I'm in. Privacy and terms. I'm not touching my mouse.
All right, sir. Don't do anything.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just watching. And I do... wish to give you my sincere thanks for what you guys are trying to do. I just hope you succeed, and I hope it's not too long today, because yesterday I was on the computer from about 2:30 to 11:00, and I can't do that today.
Once we will be done with all this, all right, you leave the computer turn on, and you can put the phone down, and I will... When I need, you can be putting down the phone on speaker, and if I need you, I will say, you will be at your home, right? You will be not going anywhere today, right?
I might put some TV if I can, or have a cigarette.
Okay, you can watch the TV, you can put the phone behind you, you can put down the phone. As I need you up, I can say, yes, Mr. George, can you hear me? I need you. So you can, you can come back.
The best thing to do is just to scream George in your telephone and I'll hear it.
Okay. All right, sir.
I am absolutely marveled at your expertise in doing all this stuff.
Right. Because we don't want you to be the part of this fraud, sir. We don't want you to be the part. Because since you have a lot of problem, you have been said you have a lot of problem, you are not well as well, your car got...
My car got impounded, my phone died, but what do you want? Jeez, can't get any worse.
That's the reason, sir. That's the reason I'm helping you, since I don't want you to lose any of your funds or any of your money behind you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I really, really appreciate it. But yesterday I screamed at times because I was so tired. I couldn't do it anymore. And the scream relieved a bit of the tension, and that's what I was after. I hope it's still on to our my toolbox website. I don't know. I can't see it anywhere. Normally it's in the top when it logs on.
Wait, but not you can find it now.
Yeah. It's still looking, but I don't know what it's looking at because there's nothing in the thing. Create Gmail account. Will was Apple gift cards. I'm not touching the mouse.
All right, don't touch.
Yeah, well. Something happened.
Wait.
I think I had a beep on my phone, and I looked, and you're still there.
Okay. All right, sir. Exactly what is going on, we are also not here.
I'm calling the same as old gifts, so you're selecting a few more gifts. And it's slow as hell, of course.
Wait. It might take some time. Just wait.
Yes, it will. But I thought a lot of objects in here, where I live, we used to have a cable, and that was very slow as well.
But oh, my.
Now that there is a new cable, it hasn't improved. It's still slow. It's always slow. It's now on inbox, but it doesn't say Hotmail anymore.
Are you there, George?
I'm here.
All right. Just wait and watch, all right? If I need you, I will scream out. You can low down the sound a little bit. You can low down the sound and you can watch the TV. You can turn on the TV.
I just want to see what you're doing, and I'm in absolute awe of what you're doing because it's logical that I would never have thought of all that. Even though I always used to program things.
Okay.
I'll just turn my TV off.
I didn't have print push.
Right, it's off. And I had my wonderful neighbor lady get me some extra coffee cream so I can have my coffee.
Oh.
I'll pull myself the cup now. Later we'll be without.
Okay.
And coffee is the end, the fuel of my soul. My coffee is nearly empty. I should take the lid off. Yeah, that was the last class.
Oh.
I've already finished 5 cups of coffee.
You have finished 5 cups of coffee from the early morning today.
Yeah, I started at this. I think about 6:30, I took him out of the shower. And this is my 6th cup. Because it only holds 6 cups. So there goes my coffee cup, and there goes my cream. I still have cream for about 2 or 3 cups. So my neighbor lady went to the shop for me and bought me an extra one. Okay, I'm here again. I'm watching the screen.
All right.
I'm sitting on these bloody chairs. I never knew how hard they were on the bums for about 6-7 hours. God, I'm suffering in silence.
Not an issue. Now you are suffering. Tomorrow you will be getting results.
Let's hope it all works. But I kept the computer off when I turned it off last night at 11 with the lady on the phone. And she said she was doing a double shift today.
Oh my God.
And she went home at 11.
Okay.
But she was very nice. He talked a bit while she was doing things.
Okay, she talked to you, right?
Yeah. She asked me where I lived and all that sort of stuff. So I told her.
Okay, not an issue. Did you ask her the name? Like her name, you can ask her. Like you can ask him personal things, like her name, like you got a boyfriend, or like where does she live?
No, I'm gay. I was we moved in here two guys, and we were 18 years together.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and then he died, and I'm stuck with his stuff, so I can't move out, because what the hell am I going to do with all his stuff? I don't know. And his parents are dead, so his family is in South Africa, so I can't do anything.
I also can't
move, because I've got too much crap here.
All right.
But I'm enjoying you working, because that's what I used to do, but not as detailed as you are doing it.
Oh my God, sir.
But I worked 17 years for a company, and I worked on their computers, and I programmed things. And it worked fine. It went 17 years I was there. So it was 100% accurate all the time. And if it wasn't, I stayed nuts until it did. But that's another $900 off my account.
This will be coming back into your account. As you received the Commonwealth Bank, you received yesterday some 5,000 funds, right? The same way, all the cancellation, the fraudulent transaction which we are cancelling, sir, it might be credited to your Commonwealth Bank card, right?
Well, it might. I don't know, because I haven't been to the banks, because I turned my computer off at 11, and haven't turned it on just now, so I'm not looking at accounts or anything, so, but I would like to ask if I can first. I'll always do exactly what you tell me, but you sometimes say things that I don't get, and I don't comprehend what you have said. And that's why you have to repeat it, and you have to forgive me, because I'm a little bit deaf, and I'm not wearing hearing aids, so I'm struggling sometimes.
I understand, sir. Not to issue, sir. If there is any problem, sir, if you will not be able to hear, you can ask me again and again. We are here to help you. We are here to support you.
Yes, please. Thank you. I'm really trying to do as you say, but sometimes I need more than just do this or that. I need to know where and stuff. But it's all right. I see that you're putting in my name and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, and including the address and all, so. Send all gift cards to this address, all I'm gonna get gift cards. Or rather, I'm not going to get gift cards.
Because, sir, what those hackers did, they have only tried to purchase gift card. Can you see?
Yes.
So we are cancelling, because there was multiple attempts tried to be made by them, sir.
Yeah. Well, you guys are very clever, I must admit. But I would love to know who you guys are, because how can I say thank you to a nameless person, a voice?
All right. So we are from the Australian Cybersecurity Department. We are the investigation team, and we are working with the Commonwealth, St. George, Westpac, ANZ. We look after the transaction. If any money go out from Australia, we call up the client to get verify whether they are doing all this payment or there is someone behind them who tried to cheat them up.
Wonderful. It must be a wonderful job, because with your knowledge of computers and everything, you fix most problems.
All right. Now, sir, yesterday your card details have been already entered, all right?
Yes.
Wait.
George Coleman, or is it? Yeah, that's there. Card number? I don't know the card number.
Wait. It will be automatically coming up. The bank server is helping you to put in those details, right?
Okay.
Because the bank have all of your information, sir. So they are just creating these things for you so that you might be get secured in the near future and won't face any sort of problem regarding to your banking or your cards or any of your details.
Oh, you
right?
See, you wrote my credit card number. Security code was 181 something or 981 something.
Yeah. No, it's 741.
It's 747. Yeah.
747.
I haven't got the card anymore. It's back in its hiding place. So.
Wait. Don't do anything. So no need to do anything. Just sit down there.
I'm here admiring what you're doing.
Okay. Because today is not the day to do all the stuff again and again, because today we have everything we have secured up. We are just cancelling. Now, you will be getting a message on your mobile phone again. You need to note down the OTP and put it down there, okay?
Yeah, okay.
It will be from the St. George, from the Dragon Bank.
Yeah, okay. I'll catch all the OTP from yesterday. We will do this once you hang up on me.
All right. Now, I'm sending you a new one. This will be the new one, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, you can hang up and note it down.
All right. I thought you were going to hang up, but okay.